Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, bro, I need a cut. Yeah, I gotta cut in a minute.
I was gonna say your hair's getting long to the point where I was like, this is like too much. I think you're getting to the point where it's actually gonna start like taking over your life.
Like my long ass hair?
Yes,
your long I have it all the way hair. To my ass? Nah, I'm probably gonna cut it because I always keep it at like this kind of length. Uh-huh. I don't think I want it any longer than this.
No, I think you got good length. Like, honestly, if you let grow any longer, you're gonna get to a point where like I don't want to cut it, and you're gonna have like one braid that goes all the way down your
That's
back.
That's tough. You see those like samurai masters with the super ass long beard, like in Kill Bill?
Those are actually crazy looking because my dad's got like a big ass beard, like this, like oh, all yeah? the way down here, and he loves to just braid up parts of it.
That's tough.
Keep it separate. Like one day at dinner, we were out at a restaurant for some reason. He had to have been stressed or something, but yeah. He was like playing it off and he was just like fiddling with his beard and he kept on putting into all these braids in different spots. And he had like six different
like a pirate.
Just had like six different braids coming from the bottom of his beard. I was like, yo, what are you doing?
That's like the Captain Jack Sparrow. That's kind of tough, but it's hard to pull off, man. It's hard to pull off.
You have to be like a specific type of person to actually do something.
You gotta
like
have
that.
Like the tats and shit. You gotta have like the super big bulky bod.
My dad has a build for it because he is big. He's got the nice big like dragon tattoo that comes from his chest down to his arm. He's got the basic stuff for it.
Your dad's Portuguese, right?
No, my dad's Guyanese.
My dad's on the Guyanese
side, and then my mom's the Portuguese side.
Word.
So my dad gets a lot of his color and stuff from my grandfather, and then my mom's just it's Portuguese. So it's,
you ever wonder like what your ancestors are like, fam?
Honestly, yeah, I'm really curious about my grandfather's side. I want to know exactly what happened there because my dad's side. Because my dad's side is Guyanese and I have a Portuguese last name for my Guyanese side.
Oh, interesting.
So I honestly would, because they come from a colony of Portugal, obviously, in Guyana. But I don't know much about where my grandfather's parents come from, where they come from. Like, it's just like Guyana and Portugal. I know I'm from the Azores for Portugal. And then I just know I'm from Guyana. And that's
who knows, bro? Because like, what if some of your ancestors were pirates, fam? That'd be crazy.
Honestly, having something like that, I would just love, like, you go downstairs in your grandfather's, like, basement or something. You just see some pirate stuff sitting in the corner from, like, past down.
Or you find a fucking, like, a treasure map. You find a treasure map?
If I ever found something, any map that has a location of an area I know and an X on it, I'm not believing it. I actually don't think I'd believe it. I generally won't. Like, I'll be like, yo, what is this? What is this for? And then I'd probably, like, ask about it and just, like, this.
Bro, I want to find treasure. So I talked about this so much on the podcast, but I really, really want to find, because just the purpose, you know what I mean? Just, like, the adventure of it. Like, okay, you have this. Now get it done.
Yeah, you have your goal, you have your motive, and it's like this is our end goal. We need to get this, and it's like it's just a straight hunt and a straight grind.
But
for
yo,
it.
Some of it is hard too, though, because like discovering all the riddles and shit. Because even doing an escape room, like that, some of that stuff is hard, fam. Some of that stuff is mad hard.
Remember when we got stuck in the escape room?
Yeah,
the horror one when the shit was on the table and we were trying and we're calling the guy like, "Yo, bro, fix your thing. It's not working." And then he's like, "Yo, you're doing it wrong."
Well, would you do an escape room, but you're trapped in there forever if you don't escape? Like you're stuck in there unless you actually escape.
Is there a reward for it? Like, is there anything that you're getting out for? Is this just like
you gotta get paid money for
sure. You got it. Like, there's no shot that you're getting.
Well, what's the proper dollar amount though?
What type of facilities are we talking about, though? Like, if you get locked in this room, what's in there? What are we dealing with? Like, do I have, like, a TV and, like...
Nah, fam, you have nothing. It's just
a basic-ass room.
It's a dead-ass, just, like, an escape room, fam. Like, wall-to-wall, no entertainment, no nothing. You're stuck in there unless you escape.
Honestly, I feel like I could solve it, but it'd have to be, like...
It might take you a year, dog. What if it takes you a year to finish that shit?
It have to be like a high number. It has to be in the millions for me. Cause honestly, like,
oh no, but keep in mind, fam, if you're stuck in there, you gotta shit and pee.
That's what I mean. It's gotta be way over like the millions.
You have no sewage.
The fact that you have to be stuck in a room for God knows how long. Like, what? How are we doing food? What
about water? No, that's true. That's true.
We gonna get fucked up. Malnourishment. We gonna die.
Oh shit. That's true.
We would have to find a way, and we'd have to do it quick. And it depends on what type of style it is. Like, are we doing like some modern, like white room, all these mysteries and stuff?
Okay,
or are we doing like an old fashioned, like you have a book?
Okay, what if you get stuck in there with like a random bunch of people?
Oh.
And then it becomes like, you guys are starving.
Honestly, I don't know if I would do it with other people. I really don't. I don't think I would ever do something like that with other people. You're going to turn into Squid Game. Are you crazy?
Yeah. No, dead ass. That's probably what's
going to be. You go to sleep at night. Like, you gone.
You ever watch that movie Platform?
I was about to say spawn, like this is a game, but where you fall asleep and then you wake up on a platform and then the food tower is going down stuff.
It's like a little like table with food. So all the food starts at the very top floor and it goes down like, I think 300 levels, some shit like that.
Something stupid, something crazy.
So that's the only food they ever get. And it always like, it goes down. So let's say you're stuck on the 50th floor. You have to eat the scraps of whatever's left.
Yeah. I've seen that movie actually, and I was thinking about that, and it's like they have so much. It's such a weird movie. I don't even remember like the true premise of why they're in there and what.
I think they just did it as an experiment. They didn't know what they're getting into.
Well, I know that they had like perfect like rule sets and stuff too for like if they're storing food and stuff, because you can only keep and eat what's there, and then once the table's gone, you got to throw.
If you take something,
hold on to it so that you can like eat later or something, or so you can have it for another time.
It increases the temperature, decreases
the temperature, and it won't stop until you toss that food out. It's like that's
you get like punished. You get punished.
Like they know what they're doing for that, but that.
Bro, and then they resort to like cannibalism, fam. Yeah,
that's messed up.
Yo, I heard this story. Do you know Edgar Allan Poe?
No.
So I believe he wrote a story, right? And it was about this like this shipwreck, right? Okay. Or there are these people that are stuck on a boat. You ever heard about this?
You said shipwreck, and I'm pretty sure I might have heard about this once you said that. But keep going.
I think it's The Life of Pi is actually inspired by it. But anyways, there's this group. I think there was three guys, and one of the kids, his name was like Richard Parker or something like that. So what happened was they're stuck there, stranded in the middle of the ocean, and he had to resort to eating Richard Parker. Like the two other guys, they ended up killing him and eating that kid. So what's crazy, Edgar Allan Poe wrote that like early century. Then later on in the future, I forgot what year exactly, but there was an actual shipwreck lost in the middle of the ocean with who was on it? A man named Richard Parker. And he was eaten alive by two other men.
Bro, shit like that messes with me because it just...
So you like knew the future, bro.
Yeah. It's like, how do you get something that you wrote so long ago, or even something like that, how do you hit it right on the money?
That's fucked.
Like, how do you do that? How do you get something right? Like, it's like, it's coincidence, you'll say, but like, just the thought that they can even be true.
I know.
You get the name right. You get
the name and the condition right. And that's like, flawed.
Like
that's
so, the chances of something like that happening are like probably 10 times more unlikely than winning the lottery or something stupid like that. It's got
to
be.
To me, I think cannibalism, that's like one of the scariest things. Because it's
someone that's lost everything up here.
Cause I couldn't even imagine like just alone a dog.
Right? Oh yeah, yeah.
Because you share feelings, right? You share feelings and you take it into your home, bro. Did you know like pigs? They're supposedly smarter than dogs. Like their IQ is smarter than dogs.
Are they? I've heard that about like a lot of different animals, but I've never heard pigs. I didn't know about pigs.
That's crazy, right? Because if you think about it, we just eat pigs like it's nothing, but they're actually smarter than dogs. So imagine they have more feelings than dogs.
That's messed up.
It's crazy to think about, but
like it feels bad because like there's a lot of animals. Well, one thing that like, do you know crows? Crows are crazy intelligent.
Yeah.
There's a saying that I've heard a few times from a few older people. Like an animal like will remember like a smell or a feature.
Yeah.
A crow remembers a face.
Whoa.
So it's like you mess with a crow and like it remembers who you are. Like it knows who you are at that point. Like it's crazy. Like you'll see these videos of like pet crows go out, fly out of a building, go search for a day, come back with like $50 from like the ground, and they'll come back and put it in a bin.
Yo, I think I heard a story about that,
like they're crazy smart.
Yeah, they train them to like steal shit.
Yeah, like it's it blows my mind how intelligent something that we don't even like think about. Like this animal is something that we just see flying around. It's like, oh, it's a bird. Mm. Or like it's whatever. And that bird's flying around, recognizing different things on our, like, it probably knows who you are if it flies around the area. It's got like its territory. It's like, oh, that guy's going to work again.
Yeah.
He knows your routine. Mm-hmm. Like, imagine if you went outside every single day and there was a bird in your neighborhood and it knew your exact routine every single morning.
And it used to wait for you.
What if it wait for you outside because it knows that, like, oh, you always have breakfast in the morning and your mom makes you, like, an egg that you don't like, hard-boiled egg or something, and you hate hard-boiled eggs. The bird sees you, and it sees you throw it out every time you walk out, so it follows you, and you don't even know, and it just picks up on your routine. And you already know, and you don't even know you're being followed. And we're worried about the government when these animals over here, like,
yo, that's so like that. Because imagine the government did train, like, random wildlife to spy on us.
The pigeons.
The pigeons and shit.
There's
a theory. That might be the dumbest theory, but
you in the streets.
But yo, honestly, pigeons. It's plausible. Feel me? It's plausible. It's dumb, but it's plausible.
No, it makes sense. Like, I can understand,
like, pigeons being robots that spy on us.
Well, I don't think like all. I could understand like maybe like one pigeon drone or something that the government's made to keep an eye on an area or something that always sits on a perch or something.
It's like Hunger Games.
That, yeah, it could make sense for something like that. All pigeons being robots. Come on. What is that? Like, I know. Pigeons made by the government. I don't believe in something like that. Are you crazy?
But if you think about it, like, they used to use birds when they wanted to send messages and shit. They didn't have email, fam. They're writing letters on this and tying it to their leg, bro.
I saw this actually recently. You're writing a letter to a shorty back when you send in birds, and she sends you with a double check mark to say red. you
gotta wait like 5 weeks.
You wait 5 weeks to open a double check mark to see red.
Yo, that shit. Imagine. Let's say a man wanted to send like a marriage proposal or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
He sent that over bird. And all he got back was a no. This guy waited 5 weeks for a no from a bird, bro.
Bro,
the bird's delivering your L, fam.
We over here thinking about like getting left on red is bad. These guys getting left by birds. Like, the bird comes back with nothing. It's just a bag. Oh my god, I can't even imagine. Sometimes I wish I lived in a generation that had less technology. To be honest,
like the '80s.
Not even. Even like the '90s is fine. Like, sometimes I wish, like, damn, like, this stuff's so advanced. It kind of like ruins.
You think it ruins life? Yeah. You think it ruins life?
Not in a sense where like I feel like my life is at a point where it's like I'm perfectly fine with how life is. But sometimes I feel like it's almost too electronic. As much as I love electronics, I love my computer, I love the phones, I love messaging, and having a way to interact with people that I don't have to be in person, because sometimes I can't. I get home from work, it's 9 p.m. I'm exhausted, work 9 hours or something. And I get home, I can just chill on my computer and like talk to people or just relax and like play a game or something. Like, that's great. You can't do that in long ago. But sometimes I feel like it's almost like it's too overpowering. Like, now I see
you're never alone.
Yeah, I feel like I see my little cousin with a phone, like an iPhone, like 12. I'm like, what are you doing? You're 12. Why you got an iPhone?
But that's what it's gonna come to, though. I feel like our life now, it's no longer just regular. There's no way we can live without technology.
I think we came into this world at a weird time, because our technology is moving so fast right now.
Yeah.
Like, we were younger, we had flip phones when we were like, what?
Like grade four. Yeah,
like young. Everyone had flip phones or BlackBerry Messenger.
Yeah.
Like, example. How long did BlackBerry last? Realistically.
Damn. Yo, you know what it is, though? Because we're gonna talk about that same shit like 12 years in the future or 20 years in the future, whatever, and it's gonna be completely different. I feel like it just always changes, it always advances, and it just feels crazy in this moment. But I think eventually, when we're like, let's say 80 years old, we're gonna be like, damn, like, we saw this already coming. You know what I mean?
I get, yeah, I could see that. It's just it's crazy to me just like how advanced stuff is, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
You got stuff that's like what? Elon Musk talking about brain implants and shit like that.
The brain
now?
Implants, yeah.
Like, it's like, what the hell? We're at that point. I'm over here like still crazy, like some of the stuff we get in our computers and stuff nowadays, where it's like it can do what? Like, like the processing and the all the stuff that the GPUs nowadays can do, and like just computers.
Do you think social media and do you think technology can make us crazy, or it makes us more crazy?
Yes, I do believe that. I definitely believe that technology has a big part in like
kind of because we have the information, ability. Right?
Yeah,
because like the like stories,
people who use social media or use the internet all the time and use it as a reliant source on information who don't properly fact check mm-hmm. with their sources, like maybe just they're on Instagram, they get everything they know from Six Buzz, for example.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, sure, you might get updated on something that's true every once in a while, but you don't know half the story when you see something posted on Instagram, Twitter, whatever, mm-hmm. Snapchat even. It's like, you're only seeing one side of that, and you're really going to rely on that information. Like, you could get someone recording something on Instagram for Instagram Live, and they see a big name who is notorious for promoting, like, bad things, mm-hmm. and he says one good thing.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, puppies are great. Everyone should love puppies. They post that and people are like, yo, this guy loves puppies. And then they don't know about all like the other stuff he tweeted. It could be like racist. Like,
yeah, yeah. We only like, see, you know, we only see, I mean? A surface, we only see level.
A surface level, yeah, yeah. of things. And it's like, you can't base your info off that. And
okay.
I feel like that's what the problem is with this generation and stuff, is people base it off surface level without getting their actual info. And that's why the internet stuff is causing problems, because mm-hmm. it's not enough research.
That's true. Do you think with more we see, the more people copy? So, for example, do you think movies about serial killers, horror, whatever, inspires other people to do evil things?
I think that depends on someone's living.
No, but let's say they never existed. Let's say there's a world where none of that shit existed.
Oh, like murder and stuff never existed.
No, not murder, but like those movies or that content.
Oh,
never existed. Okay. And then we live in a society now where we see that stuff. Do you think a lot of these bad things that come out in the world are inspired by content they consume, or stories, or even just like real life events that inspires them to do evil too?
I think a lot of it can influence people to think that, but I think the people who actually do things come up with their own ideas.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, you can go and you can go watch a movie about like some guy who drinks 12 Mountain Dews in whatever, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And you're like, holy crap, like 12 2-liter bottles or whatever. That's crazy. It takes a different type of person to go out and try it again.
Nah, that's, you know, facts, what I mean? That's facts, yeah.
Like, sure, it can influence us, but it takes another person to actually go, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
When it's something that you shouldn't just do. Like, you know what I mean? Like, some guys out there, like, throwing dogs 12 feet or something, and you go, wow, that's messed up. And you'll think about it, and, like, maybe you'll see someone, like, pick up a dog, and you'll think about the guy who threw, like, a bunch of them.
Yeah.
It takes another person to go pick up a dog and go, I'm going to try that. When you know it's messed
up. Yeah, you know it's messed up.
It's more or less a person's mental state
that makes
someone do that. I don't think it's an influence on them. It might give them the idea to it if their mental state's already gone, but it depends on someone's mental, I think.
You know what's crazy? Because I heard a lot of serial killers, like I think Ted Bundy, he got a lot of fame from women. Like, a lot of women wanted him.
I think, so my girlfriend's really into like the murder, like Netflix section where she can just watch all this stuff, like the documentaries and that. So she honestly, she is going to love this episode when she sees it. But yeah, I'm pretty sure she was telling me like that. Like, they're regular people that try something once and get like hooked.
And they get addicted to it.
And then it's a switch at that point. They try one thing. Like, I heard, like, I'm pretty sure she was telling me, like, Ted Bundy, like, yeah, he was a normal guy, like, or whatever, but he had one thing that he tried as a kid or something, and it just flipped a switch.
Oh,
and
shit.
He just kept, it got worse and worse and worse, and that's usually how it works with serial killers.
I think the study was, like, women are attracted to men who have killed.
Really?
Yeah. It has something to do with, like, our subconscious, our, like, animal instincts of being protected. So, if you think about it, like, Neanderthal era, a man that could kill is a very strong man, right? Back someone that can like protect you.
Stuff, yeah. It goes back to like primitive senses, and which is, in the end, that's what we base everything on. Of course, we live this lavish life now, where it's compared to even like 100 years ago. You compare it to now, it's like, holy,
yeah,
like that's crazy.
So can you believe that, bro? So can you believe,
honestly,
killing someone makes you more attractive?
I could believe
that's crazy.
Subconsciously, yeah. Guaranteed it could have an effect on. So I don't even want to begin to imagine that though. Like, I don't want to say yes to that, because like, damn, that's bad.
That's crazy. Bro,
passion, drive, and patience, the formula for winning championships, is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to a peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. That's ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yo, check this out. So there's this story about this serial killer in Japan, right? And he was known, I think his name was the Kobe Cannibal.
Okay.
And what he was a serial killer that killed and ate his victims. So check this out. So he ended up getting caught, right? They put him into a mental asylum because they deemed him as insane rather than just a criminal, because he's obviously not right in the head. But he only stayed in prison for 15 months, or he only stayed in the asylum for 15 months and he was set free.
That's not good.
So he's out right now, like to this day. And check this out, check this out. So he became so famous, he ended up writing successful books. He ended up starring in movies and he even has like his own fan base, fam. He's like famous, and he's even famous for like telling people how the taste of human flesh is
bad. That is like disgusting. He's famous for that. That is disgusting. How can I can understand it to a fact where, or to a point where it's like, that's something only he can write about, only he can talk about. So people who are like into,
they're intrigued,
learning,
right?
Into, they're intrigued into learning new things and all this stuff. You can only get that type of stuff from him. I completely get that, but it's like, how can you support that?
And I don't know, man.
Like, how can you continuously like fund him for what he's done? You know what I mean? You don't know if he's like still good. You don't know what his situation is.
Because
like,
they, yeah. Oh, the rumor was that the reason he got out of the mental asylum early was because his father was very, very wealthy, and they said he was released due to paperwork issues. Paperwork issues, dog. What the fuck does that mean?
What is paperwork issues when you're dealing with a homicidal cannibal that's supposed to be in jail, but instead he's in a mental asylum and he's got paperwork issues, so he's allowed to be set. Okay.
Yeah. And there's a similar story too. There's like this next guy. He used to do the same thing, bro. He used to kill his victims and devour them with metal teeth. He has like, I think his name was the Metal Fang or some shit like that. This is in Kazakhstan. And he was very famous for killing his victims, eating them with metal teeth. And what happened was they put him into a mental asylum also, but they freed him and he's out, bro.
They said he's cured from his psychosis.
But he's out there right now, dog.
I really want to believe. I've never experienced it, so obviously I can't speak from it. I don't know anyone that has. I really want to believe that you can truly be cured from like serious mental illness like that. But I don't know how you can just be scot-free after, you know?
It's crazy.
Like that's mental. It's to the point where you can literally just be like, yeah, I'm a regular person again. Like maybe you get restrained.
But
like,
how would you feel in the same room as that person, bro?
I wouldn't feel comfortable. It's like the episode in Black Mirror where they have the vision where you can block people out, or no, when someone gets highlighted.
Do you remember? No, explain that.
There's a part in Black Mirror where it's like everyone has these implants essentially in their head, and it goes through their eye. So it's basically like you have essentially like your iPhone in your eyeball.
Oh, shit.
So you can like see, and there's all these filters. But the government and the police can actually like blacklist people.
What do you mean?
So like, say someone's like a pedophile, for example.
Yeah.
They're highlighted red.
Oh, that's crazy.
So like they're permanently highlighted red, and everyone sees it.
Oh, so like it's in their eye every day.
So like every day. So like you walk down the street and you're highlighted red. everyone around you is going to see you highlighted red, and they know, like, oh,
don't go. He's like a sexual offender.
Yeah, they know exactly what it is.
Damn.
And it's like, that is a, obviously, that's so futuristic, but that would be, that's like a perfect way to punish someone for something like
no,
that.
That's, you know what that's I mean? Real. Yeah.
Like that's real. That's a true thing. That's something that obviously you can't do, but that's something that should happen. Some sort of way to, obviously the government knows, but there's some sort of way to identify. So you know what's going on. Like with people who have not even like mental illnesses that would harm people, even just for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like if someone has severe anxiety or something, just some way so that we can recognize like, okay, that
or person, at least like criminals in a sense.
Yeah, even
criminals. At least recognize criminals, right?
When I say stuff like that, I mean more or less like recognize so that you know what to do if you ever see something happening.
Yeah,
even
yeah.
Like a way to identify, like even something on your phone you can scan. You're having an attack or something. Like say you have a mental illness where like you maybe need to sit down or like go somewhere quiet and just relax because you're like, you're blowing up inside. You just have some way for someone to, like, a pedestrian or even a worker, scan your phone so they know exactly what to do. Like, some way to, like, recognize something like that. Make it more, like, accessible to everyone's knowledge. Yeah.
But you know what? They've been trying to do that throughout history, especially, like, I think in medieval times, they used to put, like, a chain over people's necks if they were a criminal or whatever.
Yeah.
And in Japan, it's deemed, like, if you have tattoos, because, you know, the Yakuza, they have tattoos, right? So anybody that has tattoos, they're actually not allowed to go into some bathhouses.
Really?
Because they're looked as criminals.
Oh.
Also, if you ever see somebody with a missing pinky finger and only four fingers, they're likely a member of the Yakuza.
I was going to say, don't they have to sign like an oath or a pact with that? With like
I don't
know what the reason is. I remember seeing stuff like this.
It's a punishment.
Oh, for like messing up.
Yeah.
Like you did something. You couldn't uphold your part of the promise.
Exactly. So let's say you messed up on a mission or you messed up on a debt. They cut off your pinky finger. And then that's how you can tell people are in the Yakuza or part of gang influence.
I couldn't imagine losing something like that, bro.
So check this out. There's a theory that Bob the Builder.
Okay, here we go. All right,
So check this out. Bob the Builder might have been part of the Yakuza.
So in Japan, fam,
they banned Bob the Builder because he had four fingers.
Oh.
He only had four fingers. He didn't have five. So in Japan, when they see those those four fingers, they're like, he's missing a finger because he's part of the Yakuza, and they cut off fingers for punishment.
Oh, so they're saying Bob the Builder messed up his building job and he has fingers knocked off.
So he's affiliated, bro. Bob the Builder's affiliated with the Yakuza,
dog. That's so bad. I feel bad at that point. Man, that's crazy. What?
But it's just those little things,
right? Yeah,
it's
just the little things. It's something that...
Like, it's obviously not.
It's something that, like, oh, the States just made this, like, cartoon. Oh, yeah. Is Bob Builder, like, American? Like,
I think so. I think it's American.
It's just one of those things that the Americans made, thought it'd be cute or whatever, made a cartoon out of it. But because, like, they don't know what's going on in other countries and stuff, it's like... Damn, he's now profiled as a Yakuza because we didn't know. And that's messed up. What the hell?
Bob the Builder, I think that was one of my favorite shows growing up, though. That was a sick show.
Cartoon-wise, honestly, what I would watch a lot, it was with my grandmother, actually. I'd watch a lot of iCarly when I was a kid.
iCarly,
when I was a kid, obviously, I'd have my cartoons and stuff I watched, but I specifically remember going, it'd be around like 5:30 p.m. or something after school when we were in elementary, when we were young, and we'd be in my grandmother's basement on the couch with her watching an episode of iCarly.
Yeah.
Like that's one of the shows I remember. Honestly, I look back at it, I don't remember actually properly watching it. I would just sit down and look at the TV.
What?
I would look at the TV and like watch it, but not watch it. You know what I mean?
Oh, I get you. It's like a white noise.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I feel like everything was white noise. I didn't fully like actually process stuff properly when I was watching shows. I was just watching because I saw stuff moving.
Okay. Like, do you, if you have like a handheld video game and a TV going on at the same time, do you spend more time looking at the TV or spending time on the video game?
Probably the video. It forces you to engage more.
Yeah.
Like 100%. I definitely would pay attention. Like there's even times where like I'm on my phone and I've got something going on in the background. Like maybe I'm like scrolling through Instagram or something. And then all of a sudden I hear something. I'm like, what?
What are you saying?
Like I'm picking up on what they're saying, but unless it's something that will like catch my attention, it's like, I'm not like noticing it or whatever. Like One of the big things. I watch a lot of Twitch streamers too. And I've been watching a lot of Summit, who's a very big streamer. I've been watching him for a long time. Mm-hmm. But he's been in this F1 craze where he's doing simulation racing and stuff.
Yeah.
And like I'll just like whatever, I'll be on my phone or something. And then all of a sudden I hear him crash into something.
Oh
or,
shit. Or,
like, I'll hear him crash. Yeah. I'll go, yo, what did you just do? Like I'll look over, I'm like, damn, you messed up.
You know, I think there's something therapeutic, right? That's the word? There's something therapeutic about just having something on and it feels like you're supposed to put it on.
Yeah, you know, get me? Just something to relax to or like vibe to. Whatever. Podcast, YouTube,
even like TikTok, bro. I feel like sometimes you go to the TikTok app and scroll through almost like habit. Mm-hmm. Not even just because you want to look at content. It's just like habit. Just
to see what's like.
Or like if you switch apps, because I know a lot of people, like they'll go exit Instagram and go straight to YouTube. Exit YouTube, go straight back to Instagram. Mm-hmm. Or go to Snapchat, whatever it may be. And I feel like we were brainwashed to do that shit, bro. Almost as habit.
I feel like now it's almost like second nature. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you go... Like one thing I know I'll do all the time is if I'm on YouTube or something on my phone, or I'm just chilling on my phone, like after work, I'm on my phone, I'm looking, I'm scrolling through, and then I go on YouTube and I'll watch something and then get a message from like my girl or something. I go respond and then go to Instagram. Then I check Snapchat. Then I go back to YouTube. Mm-hmm. And then the same process keeps on happening. Like once you cycle me out, I check everything, go back.
That's facts.
And it's like, why even do that? Like, what's the point?
Just like the YouTube holes too. Like every single thing is meant to keep us on there, right? And YouTube is so good at that because they really push the content that really makes you dive deep.
3 a.m. watching two guys build a hut in the middle of nowhere.
Like that shit.
Those stuff, it's like, it knows when you want to watch something and what's going to pique your interest sometimes. I swear. Like, especially some of the shorts. Have you seen the YouTube short recommendations?
Oh, yeah.
Those ones are actually really good because they're always something like comedic or interesting.
Now, mine are messed up though. Mine are like fucking like dark web footage.
My stuff is always like Harry from the Sidemen gets exposed. Like,
oh, bro, we have different pages.
That's my shorts. Or it's always like even like content stuff. It's just like basic things. My YouTube stuff is usually pretty like harmless, I'd say, most of the time.
Bro,
most of the time, I don't usually have too much stuff.
For me, it's bad because like it shows me content that's kind of scary and kind of eerie and shit late at night, bro. So it keeps me up, man.
Yeah. One thing, actually, I had a little era where I was like really into like the SPC, like that horror stuff, like those like science fiction like horror things.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like real. Like when I read it or listen to it, sometimes it's explained in a way that makes it seem like so realistic to our world that sometimes I like get caught up. I'm like, hey,
I have a theory about it though. I have a theory.
Really?
So
SCP.
I have a theory that all the SCPs are actually real. But they just put it out on the internet to try and like make it a folklore.
I've seen try and make it stuff. Dumb. I've actually seen one of those. And what always puts me off is literally just how realistic they make them.
Yeah.
Like the stories. Because
it's so
and stuff.
Detailed,
it's
bro.
Like, it's like somewhere in Finland in the northern part of blah blah blah. What the fuck? They found this in a bush that related to this. I was like, huh?
Bro.
I'm like, where are you getting this info? And they spread it out across the world with like these origin stories of these like creatures and stuff. And
so
like,
what if it's actually just like one of the workers that work at that facility?
That just making money.
Yeah. Just like on almost like a Gossip Girl type of shit. You know what I mean? She's just like secretly writing all these stories and leaking it out for us.
What's crazy is like some of that stuff is scary, bro.
It's scary.
It's terrifying. Like my top three are the basic three, which is Peanut, which is like this concrete, like,
oh, what's that?
It's a concrete figurine, essentially, that's around like 5'11", 6 foot. So basically around like our height.
Yeah.
It doesn't move while someone's looking at it. It's like the angels.
Oh.
It's like the weeping angels. It doesn't move at all when you're looking at it. But the moment you turn away, it will move. Like you hear it creak across the floor.
Shit.
Like instantly. And what it does is it literally just snaps. Like
snaps
your head,
you?
Like snaps your neck. Like right, if you're not looking at it for long enough and you don't keep a train, it literally just snaps your head. And that's it. And it's like a moment thing. And you don't know how, it's literally got like little nubs. If you can probably put a photo on screen up there or whatever, but it's like weird looking. It's like creepy. And then you have like Shy Guy and the Plague Doctor.
What's a Plague Doctor?
So the Plague Doctor is actually this is probably my favorite one just because of how much story you get off of him. Cause it's basically a very intelligent SCP that is able to zombify like anything, and it's looking for a cure for, oh my God, it's been so long since I've looked at this stuff, but it's looking for a cure for this disease.
Yeah.
This pestilence. Mm-hmm. It's called the pestilence. It's like everyone's infected and he's the only one that can cure it. And when he cures people, he's basically killing them and then resurrecting them in this way that zombifies them.
Oh,
and it's messed up. But he's like extremely smart and he's like a surgical doctor, but he's dressed up in literally like plague mask clothing. Damn. And the thing is, he has no skin beneath that. That's him. It's like everything's bound to him.
Yeah,
like
he
can't take anything off. That's just him. And they don't know what's inside. And it's like all this crazy shit. I'm like, damn.
See, imagine. Where do you think of that
stuff? Like, seriously, where do you think of all this shit that comes out? And this is probably like, what, a small team?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
And dog, you're watching this shit at like 2 a.m. Yeah, you're watching it at
the worst times. It's like, yo, I really need to be in bed. I got an exam tomorrow. And I'm over here watching this plague doctor story about how this guy's curing the pestilence off these people and zombifying them. I'm like, what? What am I doing?
And then I think back about like the vlogs I made, because some of them I put some jump scares in that shit. And now I'm thinking about like, damn, I wonder if they're watching that shit at like 2 a.m., like, 3 a.m. and scaring the crap out of them, bro.
I remember seeing like old videos like that, or even watching, for some reason I'd get like back when Five Nights at Freddy's, like remember that when that was a big thing, watching those like Markiplier play at like 2 a.m. for no reason. I'm like, why am I doing this to myself? I'm a child and I'm watching this horror stuff at 2 a.m. I'm like, oh my God, you would just like just impulsively.
We still haven't even posted the recent vlog. I know. Haunted vlog.
I actually was going to like talk to you about that. I'm like, so when are they going to find out about that? Because
I think I want to post it December or even just next year. Because I want to stockpile in more vlogs for all of them. Because I don't want to just drop one and then wait a long time. I want to be able to drop one and then drop the next one and drop the next one, right?
Well, I mean, like, hey, we still got more horror stuff we got to do. So
you have a lot of stuff to do. A lot of stuff on the checklist.
I'm still looking forward to the one we've been talking about, that you've been talking about. No spoilers.
Oh, yeah. Yo, okay, there's one I want to talk about because this one's a big trip and I really want to go.
Okay.
There's this place in Mexico.
Okay.
It's called the Island of the Dolls. You ever heard about this?
No, you about to mess me up.
So check this out, bro. Check this out. So this is island and it just has like hanging toy dolls all over the trees. Deserted island in Mexico. Mm-hmm. So the legend has it that there was this man that lived there, right, by himself. And there was a girl that died. She drowned nearby the island. Mm-hmm. And ever since he saw that girl drown, dolls would float up to the surface of the water out of nowhere and they would just appear. So for 50 years, this guy would take the dolls and tie them to the trees and just hang them. 50 years. So you can imagine how many dolls are on that island. And I'm going to put up pictures. It's filled with dolls, bro. Here, I'm going to show you.
Oh, God. Man, that's like... And this wasn't happening before, I'm assuming, because he was around the area.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, this girl drowns, and then...
It's almost like a curse, bro. Yeah. Look. All of these dolls...
My question is, do you think he's helping the curse, or do you think he's like giving a warning?
Who knows?
What do you think he's doing with that at that point? Why put the dolls there? Why continue it for that long? Like what?
I don't know, because no sane person, like, why? What makes you want to do that?
What makes you want to see? You saw someone drown there, and then the dolls pop up. So you're like, I'm gonna put this here as a memento, and then you notice they keep on showing up, and you're like, how do you get that as a sign to keep doing? You know what I mean?
Maybe what if he was like possessed, bro? What if he was cursed himself because he lived on the island?
Oh, man. That honestly, what if the dolls are
there's
like...
so many, bro. What if the dolls are
like a sign from the people from the mainland? What if they're not actually like... They're helping keep the curse there. And it's a sign from the mainland giving them to him to keep the bad spirits out. And each doll he keeps on hanging keeps on doing it. But he thinks it's like a sign for him. But it's actually the mainland like cursing him into staying with the spirits.
Staying with the spirits. Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, like taking all of the bad energy and giving it to that island.
And that's why they keep on giving the female dolls, because it's the most representation. It's what he will think of when he sees
that's
it.
That's fun.
Oh, my God.
Yo, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Better H-E-L-P. Is there something interfering with your happiness or stopping you from achieving your goals?
Yeah, personally, I don't know. Just thinking about the future, I stress over that a lot, you know?
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you need to talk with somebody. Facts. Just express your feelings and break down what's bothering you.
Facts.
BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own professionally licensed therapist.
You guys can start communicating in less than 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not a self-help line. It is professionally done therapy done completely online.
There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. The service is available worldwide, and you can log into your account at any time to speak with your therapist.
You guys can get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you guys can schedule your weekly video and phone session. So unlike traditional therapy, you guys won't have to be waiting in an uncomfortable waiting room.
It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today.
So on the website, this is a review from Cora. She said that I've searched for a therapist that I felt comfortable with for so long, and finding them has helped me so much over these past couple of months. I really feel that they appreciate me and understand my issues and care about seeing me succeed.
Visit betterhelp.com/jumpers. That's better, HELP.com, and join over 2 million people that have taken charge with their mental health with the help of an experienced professional.
Okay, for all the jumpers, this is a special offer. You guys get 10% off if you guys go to betterhelp.com/jumpers. That's betterhelp, HELP/jumpers. Or use code jumpers. The link will be down in the description below. Make sure to click it.
Oh, and we got a visit there, bro. We got a visit there. And there's stories of like they see ghosts, they hear voices.
Is this like a night trip stop? Would this be like a night trip? Or are we like...
No, we gotta go during the day, bro. Yeah, we're going during the day. Bro. I'm not going there at nighttime, fam. Yo, and then I heard this... There's this other place I really want to visit too. Mm-hmm. It's called the Winchester House. You ever heard about this one?
Winchester House. Not that... maybe? I don't think so, though.
So do you know Winchester?
Yeah, yeah.
The gun brand, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they made the Winchester rifle,
yeah,
right? Mm-hmm. So check this out. There was this woman... She was a member of the Winchester family, and she was being haunted, right? She was being haunted in her house. Mm-hmm. So she went to a medium, and the medium told her she was being haunted by the families and the people that the Winchester guns killed. Oh. So all of the victims that were killed by Winchester guns were haunting her house. So what she did, the medium told her, the only way you can stop them from haunting you is to confuse the ghosts. So she made her whole house, you can Google this, a maze. So there's staircases that go to the ceiling. Oh, there's doors that go to nowhere. No. There's like mile long hallways that go into nowhere. No. It's a huge like complex of just like a big house with crazy mazes.
I don't really care for mazes or whatever. I feel like I could be good at them. I've never really done it. Sure, you do the corn mazes at Wonderland. That
yo,
like
but not you. Haunted,
but like,
though.
But, like, this stuff is actually, like, haunted. You going in here, you need to remember this route.
Yeah.
Because the worst part is you're in there and you forget, or you don't have someone with you, or you don't have a guide, and, like, you start hearing shit, and then you start losing track of stuff, and it's fucked, over.
Bro.
You're going to be stuck in there for how long?
It was meant for the ghosts themselves, too, so you don't know where the spirits got trapped, because that's what she was trying to do,
so
essentially.
She was basically, like, trying to lure ghosts into areas where they can't get out from,
yeah,
and then keep them stuck inside
exactly,
the maze.
Exactly, exactly. Because she was getting haunted in her house, and then the ghosts would follow her everywhere. So she had to confuse them in a way.
Bro, you making me think of like all the times like I got lost and shit. And it's like, what if that happened to someone else? And they just never got out. And they just stuck
there. Yeah, bro. Because if we can get lost ourselves, spirits can get lost too. Spirits can get lost too.
Man.
Maybe that's why a lot of these like haunted places, whether they be castles or like these abandoned buildings
or like mansions and all this mansions, other stuff,
they get trapped. That's why they're haunted, because the spirits are actually trapped there. Like they don't know how to get out.
Oh my God. That's believable, actually.
Right?
Like, there's so many of like these big estates or something, or these confusing houses and all this stuff. It's like haunted or whatever, or they advertise it.
Yeah.
And then it's not like anything in particular might have happened. Like it's not like what movie is it that we were talking about? What movie is it where the house, it actually happened that you can rent out?
Oh, it was Conjuring.
The Conjuring House. It's not something like that where some crazy shit happened. It's just more or less like anything could have led up to this. And like, it's just stuck there because it's this big area. It's not like some crazy stuff.
See, the Conjuring House is so fucked because it's like active. Feel me? People still go there to see ghosts. Like, if you want to see ghosts, go there.
Yeah.
Like, you can actually see a ghost.
Honestly, I'd be down.
I would be down, but I don't want to like You know what I mean? I don't want to bring nothing that, with yeah, me. Like, that, I don't that, want that energy. Intense. You know what I mean?
That's an intense like expedition if you're doing it. Like,
yeah.
Like that's not like the faint of heart, like go out here just to like see something. Like you gotta be mentally and physically prepared for what you're about to experience.
But I don't think anything can prepare you though, because who knows what it is you will see. Like there's no telling what you'll see.
But that's what you gotta be like, you gotta try your best. Like, hey, sometimes you study for a test. You still just gonna try your best for that one.
Yeah, that's facts.
It's so different. You open the first page of the exam, it's like, damn. like it's the same thing,
because you're fucked.
You just gotta be ready for it almost. Mm. Like, you know, I know you can't be like fully prepared for everything. Like, it's true, you can never be fully prepared for what will
but
happen.
You can avoid things, but so yeah, like
you can help avoid stuff and yeah. stuff. Like you bring a cross, maybe you bring
yeah
like
when you went to
water.
The tunnel when you went to the haunted tunnel, bro, I brought a rosary.
You had everything on deck.
I had the bracelet. Everything.
You had it strapped up. I saw the bracelet. I'm like, damn.
I'm protected, man.
You ready for this? It's like, shit, I feel underprepared.
Because I think that's important, especially if you're dealing with those type of things that are real, right? Mm-hmm. You don't know what can attack you and you don't know what can protect you. So it would be smart to protect yourself at least.
It's one thing when you go somewhere and you're like, oh yeah, this is whatever. Like, you know, like we're going to this place. They say it's haunted, this and that. It's one thing when you actually have like people like, yeah, yo, I seen stuff. Like, there's reports of stuff happening. Like,
yeah.
It's an actual thing. It's not just like someone going down, oh, yo, you see that tree? Girl died there.
Yeah, it's not like
5
that.
5 years ago. Or like, it's like
there's a whole
your friend's
history.
Telling you, your friend's telling you a story like, you see that? That's haunted. Like you're in like grade 9 or something. You go in the forest. You see a big tree with a hole in it that like has space for a body. You're like, someone died there. It's like, no.
It's
like,
crazy,
like, relax. Like, it's one thing to like actually have hard evidence on something. You know what I mean? It's
Do you think a lot of these haunted places, whether they be like family houses, do you think those family lines ended?
I don't know. I feel like just names change. You know, I don't feel like I never feel like a family line's like ended. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Always have someone blood related that you don't know.
That's
like,
true.
Like, let's be honest, there's always like some sort of blood relation to either you or a family member that will keep your line going in a sense. Obviously, if you grow up and you don't like have a child or something, obviously your immediate line, like maybe you yourself as a person, you're losing that continuation.
Yeah,
but your family line will most likely have somewhere that it continues from.
I think, you know, something crazy like 60% of people from Asia have a bloodline attached to Genghis Khan. Like something crazy like that.
See, like it's crazy shit like that. It's like, what the
fuck? Like, we're all related to Genghis Khan.
Like that's so messed. What the hell?
That's
like,
how
where
much
is that coming from?
That's how much conquering he's done.
Yeah. Man, and that's what I was talking about my grandfather too.
Yeah.
Because he's got Portuguese last name, but from all I know, he's from Guyana. Like, he's born in Guyana. I don't know of
so you
any
gotta
sort
dive,
of Portuguese.
You got to dive deep. You got to
go down
deep.
And dig.
And there's so many different things that can happen, and, right?
But see, he could have a Portuguese last name because maybe his great-great-great-grandmother
was
married
a
Portuguese,
founder.
Like, I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. And then maybe from there, that Portuguese founder, that was the only one. And then the rest continues Guyanese bloodline.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know exactly where and when the Portuguese got picked up in my Guyanese side and how much of it actually truly affects that bloodline.
Yeah, that's
it's
so
like,
true.
It's like messed up. I'm like, because my grandfather, he don't look Guyanese or he don't look Portuguese. Sorry, I can tell you that much.
Yeah. Because like, imagine looking back and then some of your ancestors were famous people. Or at least like in history, important people.
I always thought, I literally have told this because I still want to do like a bloodline test.
Just, like the ancestry
stuff.
Yeah,
like something to get some sort of a little bit more story. Because my mom always used to say, I want to know more about like my family and stuff. And she's like, it's what, we're not special, blah, 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 this and that. It's like, always tell me not to do. I'm like, but I want to know this. Mm. Like, this is something I actually really want to, I'm intrigued. I want to know what's happening.
Imagine, what are some of the crazy things that happened in Guyana? Like historical events.
There's a lot of, like, I'm pretty sure it was like just conquered like over and over essentially. Mm-hmm. Cause what Portugal was in charge of at one point, the Portugal left and other countries. So like, it's a mix of like conquering. I'm assuming, obviously I'm not a history major. I don't know my facts, but I know Portugal had a big colony there and then Portugal lost its colony.
True.
So I know Portugal was at least there, and then Portugal was a lot of places though, to be honest.
I think one of the craziest stories to come out of Guyana though was the Jonestown Massacre. You heard about that?
No, now you're about to. The only thing I know is that my grandfather used to tell me there's rats the size of dogs. He used to go, like, he tells me still, like, he would never go back. Apparently. Yeah? Like, he just would not go back.
Not back, huh?
But I think it's, like, crime and government or something like that. But he's like, oh, yeah, I'd never go back. And then he's like, but the rats there are big. I'm like, I don't even know about no big Philippines rats. Too.
The Philippines, the rats are big and the bats are the size of us. So imagine a 4-foot rat, fam.
Bro.
I'm not 4-foot, but like a 4-foot rat. I mean, a 4-foot bat, my bad. 4-foot bat. Not rat. That's like a fucking human.
Bro, that's like, Master Splinter. That's like my dog, bro. You see my dog yet? You haven't. My dog.
I've seen pictures. Yo,
let me show you a video real quick before we continue this. My dog is big now, bro. It's stupid. He'd be grown. For those of you who don't know, I have a Great Dane, and he's only 8 months old, but I'm about to show.
Great Danes are huge.
Yeah, yo, but look at this. So he's barely 8 months now. I don't even think he's 8 months.
He's barely 8 months? So he's not full size?
No, he's nowhere close. He's got to grow for over another year. So look at this. I put him in a headlock because he's trying to, like, fight with me. He's trying to scrap. And then he jumps up. And then look at where he is on me. Look, watch. I turn around.
This guy's
on my head. This guy's literally, like, grabbing him, like, chewing on my hair because he's that tall at that point.
That's crazy.
And he's only 7 months. It's like, bro, how do animals get this big? Like, it's one thing when you never see an animal or something. Yeah. Like, wolves, for example.
Oh, wolves are crazy. They're bigger than they look.
You see, like, all these photos and videos and stuff. Like, ah, yeah, they look so cute. And then someone's beside them and you go, whoa.
Yeah.
Pause. that something ain't right. Because that shit didn't look that big 2 seconds ago.
Because they actually look like, they're huge. They're fucking like Game of Thrones level.
Yeah. Or even moose.
Oh yeah, moose are crazy big. I think the size of like a truck, bro.
Yeah, like
bigger than a F-150.
I have a coworker who I don't mind it. I don't like the idea of it, but he hunts moose.
Oh,
I think they're like too mystical.
Almost. Yeah,
like,
yeah, they're a little
like,
bit too.
They're almost like prehistoric creatures. I feel
nah,
like.
Real shit.
Like, but he hunts them and like he shows me photos though and
yeah.
Like,
they're big.
He's like minuscule, like tiny compared to this. Mm. I'm like, oh my God, like the antlers. The they're same like size
elephants, man. Yes. That's what they're like.
They're Canadian elephants.
Yeah. They are dead-ass they're Canadian honestly like elephants. Because when you see them on TV or like cartoons and shit, they don't make them look that big.
No, they don't.
But in reality, they're fucking huge. Even,
want to know what persuades everyone too? It's like Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
Because the Christmas decorations aren't life size, but you're so used to seeing like deer and then you see the moose. Like,
Christmas decorations. That's so
they're,
true.
They're like 6 feet tall or like maybe 7 feet tall at most for like the moose decorations with the antlers. And it's like, you get so accustomed to seeing them like that because it's never something you'll probably see normally because like we have deer in the Toronto area. Like, that's it.
That's right.
Like, deer is the most you'll get. You'll never see a moose unless you go like way up north. Mm-hmm. It's like, unless you actually see one, you won't even realize how big that shit is.
Yeah, they're huge. You're so accustomed. Oh, I didn't even finish my
I got you so sidetracked.
Wait, what were we talking about?
We were talking about Guyana.
Oh, and then the Jonestown Massacre.
Yeah.
So you ever heard about the Jonestown Massacre?
No.
Never?
I've never heard of it. Probably because my grandfather wouldn't want to tell. Like, it's probably something my family just wouldn't want to tell me because it's like Guyanese. Because like when I was a kid, I used to say, let me go to Portugal. Let me go to Guyana. I've been to Portugal now. Mm-hmm. I've seen my actually like home blood family now.
You ever been to Guyana?
No. I went to Portugal. I went to the island because I'm from the Azores. And I got to meet like actual like Portuguese family members. Like
people
I would never meet like ever, like normally. I got a chance to meet them. I'm like, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. And it's because it's a good area there. Like it's fine.
Mm-hmm. But Guyana's different.
It's like, sure, I have blood there, but like it's almost like you're risking stuff to go there.
Sometimes it's not safe, right?
Yeah. So it's just, I guess it's probably one of those things where it's like, maybe like not get them too interested in the topic, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I don't know if that's true for my parents or my grandparents, but that's kind of how I feel at this point.
Yeah.
You know?
So there's this movie coming out with Leonardo DiCaprio, and he's going to play Jim Jones.
So this is like full funded.
This is a true story. This is based on a true event. And Jim Jones, he was pretty much this cult leader. He was this huge cult leader. And I think to this day, it's still the biggest massacre in history. I believe.
Really?
Or at least like mass suicide.
Yeah, yeah.
At least mass suicide in history. So he ended up creating this whole like community of followers that believed in him. And he convinced them to all drink this Kool-Aid. Poison Kool-Aid all at the same time and ended up killing, I believe, hold on, let me see how much exactly. So I want to get the facts right.
That's crazy. But this is going to be like a full funded movie then, though. If like this shit about to be like actual like good production. Like this ain't no like Netflix like tier three.
No, this is like real.
This is going to be like a...
So in total, 918 individuals died in Jonestown.
That's so messed up.
All but two from apparent cyanide poisoning from the purple Kool-Aid.
That's so messed up, man. And like this had to be in deranged or something. Like what was this?
I don't know,
motive?
Man. I don't know. I gotta look into it more, and it's gonna be dope because we get to see it in the movie. Yeah, we get to
actually
see the real story, right? But
hey, that might be a movie night type deal.
Might be the movie night. We can run it on movie night. That's a good idea, still.
That one would be a good idea.
But
I mean, that means we have to wait to watch it. But like, nah, we can watch it with everyone.
Yeah, we can watch it with everyone else, man. See stuff like that, like cult leaders, bro. Imagine how much influence you have on a population like that, where you can convince them to take their own lives.
Like, how do you? I just don't even understand how you get someone so like entangled into your beliefs that they're just like so that like obedient or like almost like a slave at that point.
Yeah.
To like what you believe in, what you preach. It's crazy to me. Obviously you can say that for like other things.
You can say that for so many things though, right?
But it's like when it's one person preaching something like that, that is influencing all these people. It's like, from what I can tell, because we don't know too much.
We don't know the whole story.
Who doesn't have like, he's not like this massive scholar that graduated from Harvard that's preaching something about like medicine or like, what did this guy do to have that much?
I think what it was really, it's more of his influence and the capability of being able to change people's minds. Mm-hmm. Just even look at all of the occult leaders, bro. Look at even Hitler, bro. In a sense, he was very, very powerful in the way he changed people's minds. That's crazy.
He was almost like just, he knew what to say.
Yeah.
He had a latch on the people,
you know?
People who ascend to that power literally just know how to manipulate the shit out of anyone. Mm-hmm. And I think that's like, that's a very dangerous skill for anyone to be able to properly possess. Like being able to just flip the switch on someone's opinions. Like someone's over here talking about how they don't like this, and you're able to convince them literally within that day on how they were wrong and you were right. If you're actually able to consistently do that to people, that's a very scary power.
It's like, scary.
And if you can do that from a mass viewing, like someone in this case who was Hitler, who had all this power in his country, and he has this ability to do that stuff, just kind of preach like that.
And
like,
start a war, fam.
Like it's mental. Like, I just don't understand how it gets to that point.
I think what's crazy is we don't really take in how many cults there are in the world. You get me?
Yeah.
There's like, so many. Because I remember seeing this TikTok, right? And it was like a viral TikTok where these people, they would pretend they're in a cult, right? And they would drink like Kool-Aid all together. And like, oh, we're in a cult, blah, blah. But it was kind of like a cult.
Yeah.
Right? But from the outside view, we see that, but they don't. Get me? Mm-hmm. So they were doing this TikTok. They all practiced like drinking, blah, blah, blah. And then this one guy, it was his turn. He's like, oh, wait, right now? Wait, we're going live right now? So apparently he's one of the top members in this group, in this community. And he was wondering if they're actually going to kill them that day. Like they were actually going to do it.
Damn. What?
So it's like almost like they're practicing.
Yeah, they're practicing
for like, the real for event. But this guy's happen. Like, oh wait, is it the real event now? Like, is this it?
God, that's so messed up, man.
And that happens. That happens all around the world.
And that happens in
even in America, even in Canada. Like,
we don't even know half the stuff that happens. Like, it's probably going on all over the place. Probably happening in Toronto, probably happening somewhere in the States, South America, Europe, Africa, like Asia, like all these different places. It's probably happening all the time. And we have no sense of it because it's not something the news is ever going to show.
Yeah, that's true. You know what I mean? That's so true.
It's just one of those things that like won't be talked about. And if it is, it's like the bottom headline. Three people died. They're not going to say from what.
I know. It's like swept under the rug, like, right?
They're not going to do anything about it. It's like,
I believe, do you ever heard of Charles Manson? He was one of the biggest cult leaders. You never heard about him?
I don't think so.
So they, you know, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, it's like a Tarantino movie.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You watch it or not?
I believe I have. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you watched it?
Yeah, yeah. I believe I have.
So it was about the Charles Manson murders. They put like a twist on it, but it was necessarily about that, and then they just like kind of parried it. They parodied it, right? So Charles Manson, he was this cult leader, and he conducted like a bunch of different murders in Hollywood, and he told people to go kill them, right? Mm-hmm. His cult members. And there's this conspiracy that Charles Manson himself was a test with the CIA. Like, he has real ties with the CIA. So and around the same time, they were doing conductive experiments of MK Ultra. You ever heard of that?
Yes, I've heard of MK Ultra.
And MK Ultra, for the people that don't know, are experiments with brainwashing and experiments with the mind, exploring the mind. So you can only imagine the tie-in of the cult and brainwashing.
You're walking by on set, someone says blueberry pie.
He
snaps back. He's like, what?
Or what if he was the one brainwashing his members?
Oh.
His members using those tactics and experimenting on those people.
Damn, man. Like, the worst part about all this stuff is it always comes back. It always comes
back. Yeah, it always comes back.
No matter what you do, it's going to come back. And
you know what's crazy? You can go to, like, the CIA website, mm-hmm. and you can go into, like, their articles and search up MK Ultra, and you can look through their study. And it's a real study explaining how they experimented with astral projection, with the mind, with dreams, and brainwashing.
Don't they have to like submit files for like public release? Like amount of time. Mm-hmm. So no matter, isn't that what happened with the alien stuff too?
I think it's called the Black Book, right?
They held on to it for so long or something, and it got to the point where like, okay, we gotta release it now or something. I don't know. I think there's like a time like
span. Yeah, they have to release
their classified information to the public or something, so that the like basically the U.S. wants to know everything that happens in their country.
Yeah,
so that they're aware of like what's going on. But man, like that's
imagine the stuff. Like,
how can you do stuff? How can you do secretive stuff in the CIA just to know it's going to come back and bite you in the ass like a few years later? You know what? Well, not a few years, but it will come back to you eventually.
Imagine being an agent, bro. How would that be like? Imagine being a real CIA agent.
Yo, actually, I'm not gonna cap. Which is my girlfriend's, I don't know if it's family member or friend, is actually in the CIA in the States.
I'm gonna cut out the name, but like, yeah.
I don't know his name. I don't know anything about him. I just know he like worked with the president, I'm pretty sure, at one point.
Word.
Like, he was like a bodyguard. I don't know what year it was, but he was like a bodyguard for the president. And he like worked with the CIA. I don't think he did anything like secretive.
Yeah.
But he was technically like, he was an agent. He worked with the CIA, and I'm like, that's kind of live, but that's kind of like just scary.
It's scary, but it's dope though, because I want to meet the real James Bond. Feel me?
Yeah, like know who our actual like super soldiers are.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like, it's like super spies.
Yeah,
and shit.
You base all this stuff off like these comic books or whatever and stuff like.
But screw there's that. Real.
I want to meet the real deal.
Exactly.
What do you mean? You're talking about James Bond. I want to meet like our go to, our number one.
Yeah,
we got a problem, and it's like, all right, this is our squad. You know what I mean? Like the Rainbow Six squad or whatever.
Like
how they build like the Rainbow Six roster is like built off all these like super agents.
You know
for
what?
Each country. And it's going
back to like the SCP thing. What if a bunch of these stories about like James Bond and all of these other characters, they were based on real agents? Because honestly, you would wanna tell their story at some point, mm-hmm. especially if it involved their life and death situations. You know what I mean?
That would be really, that honestly, that's probably, I hope that's true.
I
would hope that's true. I would hope you're basing it off of some source. It doesn't even have to be like straight to the book, obviously. You're not going to base everything like off what happened, because then that's not the movie. You know what I mean?
Because it sucks that those people die and they've done so much for us that we would never know.
We would never even know.
That's crazy to me, because you would want to like put a memorial for them,
you know,
or something.
What I mean? It's like we just had Canada Day for like the vets and not Canada Day.
November Remembrance Day.
Remembrance Day. Jesus, I can't even speak. But we had Remembrance Day, and it's like all these vets and stuff. It's like it's the time to appreciate that. Like, that's probably the one thing that I don't care really what your reasoning is. You should never ruin anything about Remembrance Day. You know what I mean? Never ruin a memorial, a ceremony. Be quiet if you're in somewhere that's doing like the moment of silence.
For real, the
soul. Because unless you're there, you don't know what it's like.
That's a lot of tough situations. You've been in that.
Don't talk like you know war because you don't. And it's like, it blows my mind. It's like, how can you like not care about like this one day?
Yeah.
Like this one moment. I don't even care if you don't celebrate it in a sense. I think you should. To a point, obviously, everyone has their own opinions.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should celebrate Remembrance Day to a point, but like, if you don't do it, but you don't even take like a moment of silence if you're in somewhere that's doing it, like school, didn't we used to have a moment of silence for like the assemblies.
And then they play the music.
And then like you see the one kid on his phone in the assembly or something. I'm like, bro, just get off your phone.
I know.
Like, take a moment.
Yeah.
Like that's one thing I can never like understand. It's like, just. I know.
And then the worst is like when your friends try to make you laugh during those times, bro, those are the worst, man. Like when you have to be quiet during something very serious.
And then they're just doing something.
Like joking and shit and then trying to make you laugh, bro.
Or what was it? Or even I'm trying to remember what it was. But even during the assemblies when you'd have like people saying like the national anthem even sometimes. Like when you have an assembly for the national anthem for that day, it's like, come on, like, I get it. Some people are like rushing at the start of school or something. Like if you're late and you got a test and you got to kind of move and like the national anthem starts playing and you do what you can, like, cause you got to go to class, you take off your hat, you do all this. So when you get inside, you're trying to respectfully appreciate it, but also you need to go somewhere.
Yeah. Facts.
Like, I understand people saying like, oh, you have to wait, but life's not waiting for you. In the long run, you know what I mean? It's one thing when everyone's doing it, but when it's affecting you and only you at that time, like when time actually matters, like I don't think anyone's going to get mad at you.
Yeah, I think no matter what, when you go throughout life, you're always balancing and always giving up something to do something else. Yeah,
and you have to find a balance for it. That is true. That's probably the most important thing in life in general.
Yeah, and especially if you have like a lot of ambition to do something that's outside of the norm. Then you see, like, you taking on paths other people would see, like, why are you doing that, right? You know? But then, as long as you have trust in your path or your route, then I guess it is good to whatever, you know what I mean? Don't care about their opinion, but still proceed with caution, you know?
Yeah, and that's also true. It's like, always stick to your guns, but know when to take advice.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, always believe in what you're doing. Like, you should always have faith in what you're doing. But know when someone is trying to actually, like, give you advice and when to help out. And when you can take a step off where you're going and look at what he's someone else is doing or look at what someone else is saying to you. So you can actually, like, understand the situation a little bit better.
Or even know when somebody's giving you bad advice.
Yes.
Because that's huge.
Bad advice is probably the one of the bigger problems that you can get.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, you never, unless you're in the experience, like, a lot of people who ask for advice are asking for it because they've never done that before.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So this is going to be their first time. So they actually can't tell what's good and what's bad.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get bad advice as a beginner, it's awful because you go right the wrong way.
I know.
You put it in reverse. You were getting ready to start the race and you pushed down on your manual transmission and slammed it in reverse by accident. You went right backwards.
I swear you got to have like a license to give advice out, fam. I swear.
Honestly, you can't. You should. Some people who openly speak their mind shouldn't be allowed to openly speak their mind.
Some people. But honestly, like, they can say what they want. Good advice. You just have to be smart, you know?
Everyone can have good advice and everyone can understand and everyone has the right to speak, obviously.
Yeah.
But just sometimes when they get a hold of what they're saying and they keep going on and going on, it's like,
this is the way I see it. I see it as like,
I gotta breathe. I get frustrated. I really do.
Everybody's going to say something, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to speak their mind no matter what. Yeah, you can't stop them from doing that. You can't
change that. They're going
to
do it.
But so my opinion, all you can do and what you have the power to do is to choose whether or not to listen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, or choose whether or not that you're going to take that advice for the better or for 100%. The worse. You know,
even now, it's like all the COVID stuff, All the math,
exactly.
Stuff,
yeah, yeah.
Everything.
If you just take everything,
you got this
as
swarm
is,
of info coming from you.
You're getting all of these.
We got all the Canadian doctors talking. We got what Sky? What,
yeah.
What's his name? We got
Chris
him
Sky.
Talk, Chris Sky. We got all these different people talking in Canada, and then you have just this big mass of information you have to sort and file through. And for some people, they can't tell what's true or not. And yeah. I don't blame them because there's a lot to go through. You got to stick to your better judgment.
Especially like my Lola, because my Lola, she's on Facebook and shit, and mm-hmm. she doesn't know the internet like we do.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we see like, what do you call it? The spam chain mail. Like,
oh, you see the chain mail? You're watching something on 1-2-3 Movies and you get
a chain mail.
You just saw you on an iPhone 13 and you like.
No, even the chain mail they send like, if you don't send this to yeah. three people,
and then
your God is not going to let you in heaven or something like that. You know what I mean? Some of my family members, my older family members, yeah. they would send the message because they believe in it, right?
Because yeah, it's. They don't know any better.
They don't know any better. Yeah. They don't know any better.
They haven't been accustomed to something. It's not advice they've received yet. They don't yeah. know. They're not like accustomed to using it. We probably learned when we were a little kid going on the computer. Your parents tell, don't click that.
Yeah.
Don't do this. Don't do that. Like, I remember going on my old Dell tower when I was like a kid, like a normal, like old computer, no graphics card, no nothing.
Oh, the old PC.
Old PC. It had a DVD reader. It had mm-hmm. all this stuff. Kids now are like, you had a DVD reader on your computer? But yeah, you had an old one, and I would go online, and I don't even remember what I would do. I used to play a game called Fate, but I would just search up random stuff.
I would just play all those Flash games, bro. Like, Y2 games.
Yeah. Me and my brother, we wanted to play Minecraft, but we didn't know how to get it, and we didn't want to ask our mom for some reason. So we just searched up free Minecraft online, and we found this budget version of Minecraft on a web browser
yeah.
that worked, and it was really weird, and you could full screen it, but you couldn't break anything.
Oh.
And you just like were punching mobs. And yeah, like yeah. me and him were like looking for sheep because that's the only thing we could get blocks from. And we were just trying to find these sheep and just build whatever we could. And it's like, that's what I remember, like the original like computer stuff to be.
I remember like, when I was playing Minecraft early days, I never paid for an account. I actually used Minecraft Cracked. Do you know about Minecraft Cracked?
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, you get to play, you don't have your own account, but you get to put in anybody's username.
Yeah,
so you can put like Captain Sparkles as username and play
and just
on these
right
crack servers
it.
As him.
Man, those were times I was like, simple.
Yeah.
I will always refer to it. I will always refer to those times as like just simple. Like grade 9 and behind that, all just, oh my God, you look back at it now, like, holy, you had to do nothing. Your
yeah.
parents didn't even bother you half the time for stuff at that age. Cause like something to do was so easy. Like, send me back. let times be simple again.
And we're going to be chasing those memories, bro. Honestly, we're going to keep chasing those memories.
I think it's going to always be something like, I want to be not worrying about anything again. Just relax. Pretend like that's always going to be saying, I want to feel like a kid again.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it's smart to invest in your childhood too, or like at least invest in things that will remind you of your childhood later.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. 100%. Like I think that if you're not trying to continue things, like people who stop doing things they enjoy, I don't understand.
They kind of lose themselves.
Yeah, like
right?
I completely don't understand. Like, one thing I could never, for example, my brother loves fishing.
Yeah.
I could never see him stop fishing. Mm-hmm. If he ever stopped fishing, I would be shocked. I don't think he'd be the same person today.
Yeah,
if he stopped.
Especially the stuff that's very dear to your heart.
Yeah.
You can't let that stuff go because you learn so much from it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't bring that with you, it's almost like leaving a piece of yourself in the past.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're not doing something you love at all in life, it can be like one day a week. It can be 2 days a week. It can be every single day. It can be once a month. But if you're not doing something you love and something you look forward to every, like often enough to where it reminds you of who you are and what you're doing. Like, that's why I can understand.
That's
people,
depressing, bro.
I can understand people who get consumed by work and like get the grind up, get their money, worry about like their future and stuff. But you got to know like when your life needs to like be reminded of like what you are.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Know
that's
because so like you're so consumed by everything else, it's almost like you're gonna forget what you truly enjoy doing. It's like seeing the older people from the generation that used to skateboard.
And yeah,
then,
yeah,
and
yeah.
then they're like, oh my God, they see a skateboard or something. And then they're like, oh my God, I haven't ridden one of these in like how long? And you just see them smile the moment they get on the board. Yeah. Or something. Like those. It takes them back. It's like, it's one of those things. If you're not doing something like that where you like smile and remember stuff, then you're doing it wrong. Honestly, you're doing it wrong.
And yeah, I really want to be able to experience that when I'm older. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we all will, unless like, things change, you know?
Yeah.
Knock on wood, but look for a bright future, you know?
Exactly.
All right, you want to end it? Yeah, we'll wrap it up there. Thank you, Dino, for coming through. We're going to host another movie night.
Of course.
So join the Discord if you guys haven't already. Check out the links in the bio. Follow me on Instagram. Follow Dino on Instagram. Check us out on the other channel. Jumpers Jump out.